Morning.
Morning.
My name is Rose Williams. I'm 16 years old, and I go to Appleton North High School. When I was young, not very well informed, and easily impressionable, I managed to put together my first statement of beliefs, based on what I had been told by the people in my life was true. God said, "Let there be light," and then the Big Bang happened. Needless to say, my idea of the origin of our universe, and nearly everything else, has changed slightly over time. As I gained more and more information from a variety of sources, I began to sort out what I choose to believe from what I don't. Unlike most people in our world, I don't get my ideas about the universe from a sacred text or important religious leader, although I do consider religious stories, such as those of the Bible or the Greek and Roman myths, to be a helpful blend of fact and fiction. These tales may not entirely be true, but they are rooted in reality, and they teach us important moral lessons by which to live our lives. However, my concepts about our universe, from its origins to its most mysterious components, come from science. I would say that I believe in science, but this isn't accurate because science isn't a belief. Instead, I prefer to say that I trust science, and that as a result of that trust, I have certain beliefs about the universe we live in. Because of my firm trust in science, I don't believe in a God or a higher power. Our current scientific understanding of the universe may have gaps, but there is no clear evidence of a great spirit within the scientific community. Of course, should a wealth of well-supported theories develop that prove the existence of a higher power, I might be forced to re-examine my beliefs. That's how science works. New information often leads to new understanding. What I do believe in, therefore, is the need to continue searching for answers, whether or not that leads to the discovery of a higher power. Some of my beliefs aren't drawn from science. However, they still have a certain logical reasoning to them, or at least reasoning that appears logical to me. For example, I believe that all people are born innocent and equal. Ironically, knowledge, the very thing I believe we should strive for, is also what causes us to lose that innocence and equality. Once we know that something is wrong, doing that thing turns from an innocent, if harmful, act to a deliberate wrongdoing, also known as a sin. In addition, as we learn about the ways that others are different from us, we often begin to make judgments about people of a different race, gender, sexuality, and yes, even religion. Those who are in power have the ability to enforce this awful concept of inferiority, leading to inequality in our world. Finally, I believe that no living person can truly know what, if anything, comes after death. Therefore, the best option is to not worry about a possible afterlife, or about getting into heaven, or avoiding hell, or whatever would be needed to accomplish the best possible life after death. This is perhaps my strongest belief, and the one that I think will remain with me until the day I die. I believe in living my life as though this time is all I have to live, and to make a difference in the universe I am privileged to spend it in. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Elijah Murphy. More than anything else, I would like to truly believe. To truly believe that there is a higher power. To truly believe that there is something after our physical existence. Life is scary because it's going to come to an end. There's really no need to preoccupy your mind by worrying about the wrong things that are out of our control. The point of an afterlife is to deal with it after life. And I feel because I'm here right now, in this life, and the point of it is to enjoy it and take in as much of it as possible. And if a God created all of this and the ability for me to enjoy it, then they would want me to. I feel that's the best way I can show appreciation and respect for life. In fact, what makes life so interesting is not knowing exactly what's coming next. You always know what's coming next, you lose the spice of life. Surprises are what make life special. Life has many emotions and ups and downs, from pain and suffering to happiness and thriving. In order to truly experience life, you have to go through both ends of the spectrum. The way to live life is looking at it with a grateful attitude and appreciation for what you have. Life is to be enjoyed, not endured. The struggles we go through today will be the things we laugh about tomorrow. And life's trials will test you and shape you, but you cannot let them change who you are in a bad way. I look for the things that help me improve myself. Pursuing my dreams is the best way to keep you going, but dreams don't work unless you do. These dreams will give a purpose and meaning for life and a drive to get you through the struggle when things are rough. Take, for instance, a cat across the street. A lot of problems could arise, but when you're open to the possibilities of life, you go over and you pet the cat. And if you're too scared to take the chance, you'll miss the opportunity to enjoy something beautiful. So that's why I want to take on life and all it has to offer, and always be open-minded, because nobody knows where they might end up.
Hello, everyone. I'm Aaron Thibodeau. I'm 16 years old and a sophomore at Appleton East High School. So about a few months ago, before the actual Credo Quest happened for the program, I asked myself if I could describe my beliefs in one word. And I knew at that time and at this time as well that my beliefs will always change, but there is one feeling that I've felt many times in my life that I could sum up into one word, and I do believe it today, so that's good for the situation. So, bear with me here. I used the word magic. Except no magic wands, no floating feathers, and no giant spiders and rollerblades leaping out of wardrobes. However, there is a little happening I like to call magic. So imagine that life is a choose-your-own-adventure book. Every time something happens that affects the rest of the story, magic occurs. The magic is in your story, and everyone's will be different, assuming I'm not the only one who feels it. It's there when you want to step back into third person and take a picture you can never recreate. I, myself, have a lot of experience with this feeling. When I was with my mother, standing on the beach, watching the sunrise over the ocean, I was seeing for the first time. When I was watching a horror movie with my father, and we spent more time laughing than being fearful. When I was a little kid, riding in the family van with the windows down, listening to 80s music I'd rediscover as a teen when I'm in a good mood. When I was an even littler kid, playing Pokemon and drawing with my brothers. When I was glancing at someone so unique and different from anyone else I've ever seen before, and I could only think about how beautiful they are. Those are all great things to remember, but as I mentioned when I described a Choose Your Own Adventure book, the magic makes itself known to me in any time where something story-changing happens. It doesn't make a wrong thing right, but it means that the feeling is there when things aren't so great. Like when I was 15 and I got a late-night text from a friend telling me that they lost their battle and couldn't fight anymore. When my heart was aching for my mom, who recently lost her own mother. When I pictured a gun and wondered why a girl I unfortunately never met could press it to her head and pull the trigger. When I didn't know who I was, so I stood by while people made me someone I wasn't. When I chose to hate someone first because I'm insecure and I knew all the things they could have made fun of me for. When I made a girl cry and she still remembers to this day. When I told my friends that I hate someone but then pretended to be their best buddy later. When I would let my negative thoughts get the best of me and I'd talk poorly of a classmate to other kids. When I literally don't know who I am, what I feel, or who I love, so I barely make it through a day living as what I can only describe as personalityless. When I am so sad and all I can think about are the things I dislike about myself. When I was asked to pick a location in which I'd write this credo, I knew where I wanted to go right away. I can still remember being a kid, looking out the car window on a long road trip, seeing seemingly endless fields. I would want to ask my parents to, I think I did in fact, ask my parents to pull over the car a few times so I could just run into the wilderness. But there is such thing as private property, so that wouldn't be too good. But So I instantly knew I wanted to go. I knew I wanted to go right away to write my credo. I've always wanted nothing more than to run into the wide open space and just breathe and think about life for myself. My story hasn't always been a simple, easygoing, cheesy rom-com, but there are memories that I won't ever take for granted. Like when I'm 16 and I've seen terrible things inside of myself and in the world around me, but I stand in a field of grass, loving my existence completely for the first time in a long time. I remember feeling the magic in the wind while it protected me from the many insects that wanted to buzz in my ears for 6 hours. That's what the feeling feels like to me. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Maddie Miller, and I'm a junior at Appleton West High School. There's so much of our world that is impossible to understand. Why do bad things happen to us? Why are there seemingly bad people that do harm to others and the earth? We don't have answers to these questions, but I think that's okay. I don't think there's a tangible being we can ask these questions to, but I do believe in something spiritual, based off us as humans, our energies, our spirits, and our minds. I don't know if I have all the words to describe it, but then again, that's okay. We don't need to know all the answers, and I find a certain degree of comfort in knowing that all of us are in this unknown world together. When I think of my beliefs, the only thing I truly know is that all of us are connected. There's a spiritual network that connects us all. This network is simply our spirits and energies that feed off one another. When we form any type of relationship with another person, we are tapping into that network and making our energy connection stronger. We feel the love and companionship that comes with another person, and these feelings are the most powerful things we can feel. Love for a friend or family member is a tangible energy that is the basis of our spirits and forms my beliefs. Love takes the place of a higher power for me. In a sense, I do believe there's a higher power, only in the form of the energies from the relationships we make here on Earth. It's something I can believe in when I feel out of control or sad. In the end, the energy and love from relationships and collectively around us will win out against evils we are facing. There's another essential part to our energy connection, the Earth. Our energies are connected to other people, but also directly connected to the natural world. A spiritual part of us is intertwined with the Earth, as we are all products of our planet. The spirit of the Earth is another relationship we're all connected to, and we can tap into this special relationship and connect to our spirituality, inner peace, and our true self. This is why it's so important to be kind and take care of our environment. Being in and around nature is healing to our spirits and energies, and when we feel connected to the world around us, we truly feel at peace. I really identify with the quote, "The earth does not belong to man, man belongs to the earth." I think this is completely true and summarizes my point. Our energies are connected and, in a sense, belong to the earth, which is why the environment is so important to our spirits. Although I don't believe in a traditional afterworld for the physical individual, I believe in one. When we die, I believe our energies and spirits become a part of the world we leave behind. But our consciousness dies when our bodies stop working. But this is not a sad thought for me. It's a comforting one, because our energy just goes right back into the earth. Our consciousness is gone, releasing us from the pressures and burdens of the physical world. But our energies, including our love, gets filtered into the network of energy, making it stronger, as well into the earth itself. So, the afterlife for us is the wind whispering through the branches, the light of the stars twinkling in the night, and a stream flowing through a forest. Thank you.